How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
Episodes with quick tips you should know, techniques you can implement into your workflow right here on A Tale of Two Hygienists.
All right, everyone, welcome into this week's episode. My name is Andrew Johnston. I am your host for this one. I do have a loose outline of what I want to talk to you about today. I'm pretty sure that the endpoints will end up being, hey, renew your ADHA membership, because here's what the reasons why. But as I'm looking at my little points, it's probably not going to be the most articulate argument for it. So let's take this journey together as I ramble through my thoughts. All right. So the first things first, I am not here to be the one that tells you that being part of the ADHA is inexpensive. I understand that we all have budgets and it can be a little bit pricey for a lot of us to do it, especially depending on where you're at in your career. And I hear all the time, it's almost like a little bit of a low-key shaming that, oh, it's only a day's pay, so you should be able to afford that, no problem. Or, hey, there's payment plans so that you can, it's more affordable, pay throughout the year or whatever. But look, hey, I don't know your own personal situation. The ADHA doesn't know your personal situation. So on that front, if you truly cannot afford to be a member of the ADHA, then you can't do it. Don't do it, right? Like, just don't. If you can afford it, then I think you should. But again, let's see how this journey goes. I'm not really sure where this is going to end up, but thinking about kind of comparing it to our patients, right? A lot of times our patients will tell us almost as a reflex that, hey, you know, I can't afford the treatment that I need. And, you know, I think that we've all been in that situation where like, okay, is that true or is that not really the most true? And, you know, I think what it comes down to for our patients and for us is, you know, do we value it? Do we value what the ADHA has to offer? What does it do for us? And truthfully, though, the ADHA does do quite a bit, but not everything that's done is geared towards you as an individual hygienist. A lot of times it's not even for your state. You know, there have been many times where the focus and the efforts have to go to putting out fires where they're, you know, blazing hot. And so I guess my question is, how do you find the value? How do you find the value for yourself to become a member? One thing that I learned as I was prepping this was that ADHA has a short-term disability type thingy-ma-bobber program. I think they called it a paycheck protection plan. I'm not the person to relate all of the information about this plan exactly. I'm not a spokesperson for them. But essentially, it's, you know, you have different age brackets and you have different income levels. And depending on how old you are and how much money you make, it can protect you up to $4,000 a month. They also have liability insurance, life insurance, dental, vision. I think there was pet insurance. There are definitely lots of things that they're trying to do to help the hygienist. The sad thing is, though, that many DSOs already have these things built in their benefits packages. I don't know how many times I've told you, I would love everyone to work in a DSO as long as the DSO is doing the right things, right? But I know that most of you work in private practices, and so this might be something that you want to consider if your office does not offer that. Maybe let's switch gears a little bit and go into their educational offerings, because I feel like this is a pain point for me. This is something that's bothered me for a long time, ever since I first joined. Well, not since I first joined ADHA, because it was actually the second time. I joined as a student previously, and then I dropped it for a little while after school, and then I picked it up again a few years later. But I always was reading about how much great CE I could get by being a member. And it was like this huge talking point with my educators when I was a student, with the leaders at the state level and the local levels. And then on the website and in Facebook groups, everyone's like, hey, it's so great. We have all this CE that's offered to us. And it's amazing CE. The unfortunate thing was for me, especially at that time, as you're paying back student loans and you're getting your first house and you're doing all these different things, is that for every one of these CE events, I had to pay more money. I already paid to be a member. And I guess what I probably foolishly didn't understand was it wasn't free CE. Not that it was all that much, but you know, every local meeting would be $15 or $20 for a class. And then you go to the state conference and you have to pay more again to attend the conference. And then there's hundreds of dollars for the hotel rooms and gas and parking, meals, all of the different things. And then if I wanted to go to the national meeting, oh my gosh, it was so much more expensive because you're looking at, you know, $400 to $500, $600 for the conference price. But then now I have airfare and I also have hotel rooms. And I also have, again, the meals and the parking, the whatever, the Ubers. So I guess somewhere along the line, I totally missed the boat that said, hey, if you're a member, you have the opportunity to continue to get the CE, but it's going to come at a cost. I missed all of that. So look, do I think that CE should be your driver to join? No, it's not. You can get plenty of great CE for free, where the quality is going to be just as good, if not probably better. Professional growth. So I will tell you that there's probably very few places, opportunities, if you will, to learn governance and corporate structure like you would within the ADHA. And probably this is more at a state level or maybe a national level thing, depending on how large your local component is. But there are programs and pipelines all throughout. And the great thing is that you get to pick and choose what you want to be a part of. And if you choose something that you don't love, it's okay. You be a part of that for a little while. And then the next time that this comes up, you switch into something else. Or you have a conversation with your friends and say, hey, can you pick up the slack here? Because I can't do this. This is not where my strong suit is. And I think the great thing is that when you find a committee or a group that is absolutely your passion, there's a great chance that you'll be able to continue doing that for so many years to come. Several of my friends, they've all gone through the pipelines or the professional pipelines with the ADHA. And they're likely better for it. But there are also some that are no longer in that pipeline. And I, you know, it's just, it wasn't what they were expecting. So I want you to go into this with open eyes because a lot of people are, you're definitely going to be better for it. There's so many experiences and things you're going to learn, but it might not be where you want to end up. And that's okay. So speaking of which, of the haters, there are a ton of haters out there about the ADHA, many with really good reasons. And many without any good reasons at all. And heaven knows, like, I have been very critical off and on of the ADHA over the last several years. In spite of all that, I've absolutely kept my membership. I want to fight the good fight. I want to fight it from within. And you can't be a critic from the outside. It just doesn't work. You can't actually get change going. I read something recently that I hope that you all keep in mind when you're reading these things on the Facebook groups or, you know, maybe some friends or local groups, maybe you guys are at a conference and you're talking about the ADHA and whether or not to be a member. Have you all heard about the story of Socrates and the three sieves? I say sieve, some people say sieve, but I think it's sieve. First of all, if you don't know what a sieve is, hit that little pause button and Google it. It's essentially like a strainer looking thing and they have different sizes and you can take the larger kind of coarser items and those will get caught in the like mesh. And then it'll separate it from the finer things. The finer things will fall through. And so the story goes that a man came up to Socrates. Oh, and if you don't know who Socrates is, pause also again, Google him. You're going to be really impressed by who he is. So that's a person that you're going to want to know. Okay, so a man comes up to Socrates and is like, hey, I have something to tell you about your friend who, and then Socrates is like, hold on. This thing that you're going to tell me about my friend, did you run it through the three sieves first? And the man was like, Socrates, I have no clue what you're talking about. And so Socrates educated him. He said, the first sieve is the sieve of truth. Are you 100% sure that this thing that you're going to tell me about my friend is true? And the man just looks at him and is like, no, but I heard about it from a guy. Then Socrates said, did you run this thing that you're about to tell me about my friend through the second sieve, which is the sieve of goodness? Will this be a good and positive thing about this friend of mine? And the man shook his head. No. Socrates then asked if he had run it through the third and last sieve, the sieve of necessity. He asked, is it necessary that I know this thing that you're about to tell me about my friend? Do I need to know that thing? And the man just shook his head no. So Socrates was like, if this thing that you're going to tell me about my friend is not true, it's not good, and it's not necessary, then why are you telling me or anyone about it? And so all that to say is like, if the ADHA hasn't screwed you over personally, be open to membership. It's incredible the damage a game of telephone plays on people's and organizations' reputations. And you can't always believe what you read and hear. So you need to take firsthand accounts of all of this. I have actually several more talking points. I think, you know, we're running short on time as I always do in these episodes. They end up being 20 and 30 minutes, which is, you know, never my intention at the very, very beginning, but I just have so many things I want to say, I want to talk about. So I think, you know, funny enough, I thought that we would end up closing this episode out with something solid for you all, something that was encouraging and said, hey, join me and let's all be members of ADHA for 2023. But I think what ended up happening was that my message kind of turned more into a, hey, be open to membership, do your own research, see if it benefits you. And even if it doesn't, could you see how being a member could benefit others? If you can, then pony up that $350 or whatever it is for you, and let's just do a good thing for other people. But if you truly cannot afford it, or you just really honestly cannot find value in it, I get it. And hopefully, look, maybe you'll come up with the funds later on in the year. Maybe you'll plan your budget for next year and start dropping some dollars into your bank account for it. But no matter what happens, big, big picture, I want you all to be open to the possibility, the consideration of being a member. I don't want you just to say, hey, 10 people said negative things on this Facebook group, they're done. That's not the way to handle this. Okay, so I think that's my big soapbox. If y'all want to know more about the way I feel about ADHA, absolutely let me know. Andrew@atellatuahygienist.com, or we can talk about it at a conference. I'm always kind of an open book for whatever, but I will for sure be, in case anyone wasn't clear on this, be renewing my membership again for 2023. I hope you all have a great holiday season. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you later. Tale of Two Hygienists.